On the streets of the Zambian capital, Lusaka, it's not unusual to come across a person shouting for no apparent reason, talking nonsense, carrying huge filthy bags, or even committing acts of violence. John Meyer is a mental health specialist at the Ministry of Health. He says Zambians suffer from some of the same disorders as others around the world, including schizophrenia, affective disorders, acute psychotic episodes, alcohol-related problems, and organic brain syndromes. He explains some of the causes of mental illness.
It could be challenges of life, for instance, unemployment, divorces, alcohol problems, and other drug problems. And also it could be just infections to the brain, like severe malaria. Road traffic accidents can also lead to, mental illness. Other are social and economic. Extreme religious beliefs can also actually precipitate some kind of mental illness in somebody who's vulnerable.
In Zambia, people who are mentally ill are often stigmatized, feared, scorned, and condemned. Among the exceptions, however, are the aged. It is traditionally the duty of the extended family to look after older citizens who sometimes suffer from mental illness such as dementia and depression. They and other mental illnesses are often treated at home, while more serious ones are recommended to mental health centers. Chanano Hills is Zambia's only mental health hospital. It offers long-term treatment with medication for severely ill patients. Talk therapy is not available at the center. There are close to 560 beds for psychiatric patients across the country. A small force of trained personnel attends to them. Over time, the number of frontline mental health workers and professional staff has been declining. In fact, there's only one practicing psychiatrist for the whole country. Other key health workers such as psychologists, social workers and occupational therapists are also in short supply. Maya says this is due to retirement of skilled professionals or the brain drain in which they leave the country for better paying jobs abroad. It is also attributed to the low output of training institutions. But 2 years ago, the Zambian government took action to ease the growing problem of mental illness and developed an official stand on the issue. The mental health policy serves as a legal and legislative guideline for mental health institutions and workers. The government is also in the process of revising the 1951 Mental Disorders Act, which refers to mentally ill persons as idiots, imbeciles, and invalid. The revised act will incorporate and define the legal rights and treatment of mental patients. Maya says this will then be in line with health and human rights related United Nations Millennium Development Goals.
We are proposing that we call them mentally ill persons and not imbeciles. We are also dealing with the admission procedures, where at present you have to get a detention order from the magistrate before someone is admitted to Chainama on detention orders. You know, detention orders pertain to the withdrawal of the human rights of someone for 14 days. But we are doing away with that. We want people to be admitted straight away. If there will be any detention orders to be administered, they should be administered by medical personnel who understand the patient very well.
World Health Organization Health Promotions Officer Nora Mwemba says her agency is working with the Zambian government to bring mental health care policy up to date. For VOA Africa, I'm Sunday Chongo Kawange reporting from Lusaka, Zambia.